In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, Harrison Ford, Shirley Jones, Jody Watley, and me, Hank Kingsley. And now, because only he brings out the natural luster of the wood, Larry Sanders!
Larry who? This Saturday, yet another talk show premieres on TV. Actually, it's a show within a new weekly series that critic David Bianculli says is too good to miss. The Larry Sanders Show is a satirical behind-the-scenes look at a talk show. And the host, Larry Sanders, is played by Gary Shandling. Here's David's review.
It doesn't happen often on TV, but every once in a while, the right idea and the right star are linked together at precisely the right time. This weekend on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show, it happens. This is a time, post-Johnny Carson, post-Dennis Miller, when TV talk shows are being talked about like never before. The so-called booking wars for guests, Arsenio calling Leno a punk ass, David Letterman unhappy that he didn't get Carson's job, wanting out, Dana Carvey wanting in, Whoopi Goldberg and Chevy Chase with their own talk shows on the way. Well, feeding on that frenzy, Gary Shandling and his partner Brad Gray have come up with a sitcom about a Carson-like talk show host. And remember, Shandling was a former regular guest host of The Tonight Show before Leno, so he truly does know what goes on behind the scenes. In The Larry Sanders Show, he lets us in on all of it, and all of it is hilarious. The idea is nothing new. Steve Allen and Sid Caesar poked fun at talk shows in the 50s, and Martin Mull did a brilliant job of satirizing the genre on Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight in the 70s. Before embarking on the innovative It's Gary Shandling Show in 1986, Shandling himself starred in a spoof in which he played a Carson-like host celebrating his silver anniversary. And then, of course, there was Dabney Coleman as Buffalo Bill. But Shandling's Larry Sanders outdoes them all. He's funny, insecure, vain, and he's not very nice. Real celebrities from Carol Burnett to Dana Delaney show up as themselves, and the regular cast is terrific. Megan Gallagher from China Beach plays Larry's second wife. Jeffrey Tambor from Hill Street Blues plays Larry's on-air sidekick. And Rip Torn, in a role that ought to finally give him the acclaim he deserves, plays Larry's producer. The Larry Sanders Show presents parts of the on-air talk show itself, but also what happens behind the curtain, between the commercials, and back in the offices where writers make fun of the talent and everyone hustles to get the best guests. Here from episode 3 is a conference call in which Larry and his staff try to convince William Shatner, the real William Shatner, to come on the show and do a Star Trek skit. But actually, what Larry really wants to do is amuse himself and his staff by getting Shatner to say the word Klingon.
I mean, isn't Star Trek the most obvious, unoriginal choice you can make? I mean, come on.
Well, actually, you know, it's very much in...
Bill, this is Larry.
Larry, how you been?
Good. I was just walking by and I heard your voice on the speakerphone. I thought I'd pop in because, Bill, I'm really excited about doing this Star Trek thing the guys have written tonight.
Oh, great, a Star Trek sketch. That'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, me too. Say, Bill?
Yeah?
What was your biggest enemy on Star Trek?
DeForest Kelly and I had some problems.
No, I mean, alien-wise. Who are the evil aliens who were always after you?
Romulans, there were some Romulans. Saltsuckers. Klingons, there were some Klingons.
I think that's it, Bill. Thanks a lot.
And when a comic shows up to do Larry's show right after taping a Tonight Show appearance, this is how Larry and his producer, who's played by Torn, discuss that breach of talk show ethics.
Artie, he's just a kid. Maybe he didn't know any better about the Tonight Show.
Bullshit. Think about it. He taped the Tonight Show an hour before he came waltzing in here. I'm surprised you didn't smell Leno's cologne on the little rat bastard.
Yeah, right. And he didn't even mention anything about it to me. He's off the show.
The Larry Sanders Show is going to be a big hit for HBO. It's every bit as enjoyable and addictive as Dream On and Tales from the Crypt. And if you're curious about how accurately Shandling has portrayed the backstage world of the TV talk show, look around the dial this week. And notice, in the days prior to his big premiere on HBO, how many talk shows Shandling isn't on.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, taking television seriously.